This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You, listeners to the Kevin Jackson Show, the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Let me say that again without burping my way through it. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. You conservatives are amazing. You continue to buck the system. No matter what leftists throw at you, you survive first and then you thrive. You figure out how to do it. And that is the case come what may. You want to know why? Because you're smarter than they. They hate it. You're brilliant. You watch things as they occur and you say to yourself, I can do better than this. I can figure this out. And you do. You figure it out. You figure out how to build a better mousetrap. And then, as I said in previous episodes of my show, all you got to do in conservative America is stick together. And leftists will follow you. Look at them leaving California. Look at them leaving Oregon. They're leaving Portland. They can't stand it. They hate themselves. And then they move to where you are, where there's sanity, and then they lose their minds again. And let me tell you why they do it. They do it because they don't know you. And they don't know you because you won't tell them who you are. I talked earlier in the broadcast about the misconception of who we are. We need to be shouting from the mountaintops what it's like to be a conservative. One of my friends said, you know how you can get back at anybody for any wrong they do to you? You want me to give you the secret to success? On the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you've heard it here. You may know it. You probably haven't remembered it for a while. You may not even execute on it, but I'm going to give you the secret to success of those who've wronged you. You just smile at them. You want to know why? Because they will try to figure out, what's the deal? Why are you just smiling at me? What? I don't get it. Are you telling me, I'll get you? Or are you just going, you know what? You're not going to get to me. Either way, does it really matter? All you got to do is smile. It's really that simple. But let me tell you, once you do that, you got to make up your mind. Are you going to just let it go? Or are you going to say, you know what? You got me this time, but you won't get me again. I'm going to make sure that I change things. I'm going to change things for the better. And see, that's where we find ourselves right now, conservatives, is trying to figure out, how do we change things for the better? You change things for the better by making them come to you. I just said, when they leave their neighborhoods, do you think people move from Compton to 8 Mile? Do they move from one crappy neighborhood to the next crappy neighborhood? Or are they trying to get out of that neighborhood and come to where? Where you are, where there's a Starbucks and a Whole Foods, you know, where it's safe. I've never heard of anybody going, man, I can't wait to move to the ghetto. Can't wait to get over there, man. I hear it's so cool over there. Nobody wants to live in the ghetto. The people in the ghetto don't want to live in the ghetto. Blacks can complain all they want. Oh, man, these damn Republicans, these white people, these white. You know what black folks want to do? I'm gonna break it down for you. You know what they want? They want to live where white people are. they're not going to admit it to you. You think they're going to come out and go, man, look here, where you live, man, is it, I can move over there, you know, because I, you know, don't tell the brothers. They don't want to live in their neighborhoods, of course not. You'd be a fool to want to live in a, quote, black neighborhood. You'd be a fool. Oh, Kevin, there's some good black neighborhoods. Yeah, but what do you think when you think of a black neighborhood? You don't think of the good ones. There was a good one around the corner from where I grew up. We were very middle class, lower middle class, my stepfather and my mom, when she was with him for a short amount of time before she died. But around the corner, there was a neighborhood. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a neighborhood of upper middle class blacks. And I dated, I had a little girlfriend. I was probably 13 years old. Had a little girlfriend who's, well, she would come in to visit her grandmother, and they lived in that neighborhood. And we were around the corner in this little bitty house, and they had this big house. And so I met her. I don't know where I met her, but I went to go to her house, and I went around, you know, the neighbor. I didn't even know that neighborhood existed. And it was an enclave. It was tucked in. And I just remember going, wow, this is a nice neighborhood. I'd go inside of their house. I didn't know black folks live like that. I was just like, wow. You know, big grand entryway, the double door. You know, not the little one door, the double door, you know, where you could drive a car into their house. That big. And the big foyer, you'd stand there, and the ceilings were super high. I didn't know houses like that existed, seriously. And I don't think in my life been in a black person's house that was that nice. Maybe with the exception of one couple my family knew. And I don't, their house wasn't that nice. I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't as nice as the one that I saw there. So, yeah, there are the enclaves where black, you know, upper class people live, but for the most part, we get cordoned into these certain areas where you're like, okay, there's horrible, there's not as bad, you know. In other words, there's degrees of how much you will get likely to get killed in that neighborhood, but it's not great. Anyway, nobody wants to live there. No white person talking about saving black people will go live where black people live. None of them. They won't do it. Oh, they'll gentrify an area if enough of them decide to do it and there's a builder and there's some money involved. But they are not going to just go, let me just go live there. I'll do my little piece and that'll be that. Pfft, whatever. Victim! Victim! Anyway, the point is, folks, can't keep you down. They want to demonize you. They don't want the truth to get out about you because you don't care about their gaiety. You don't care that they don't believe in God. You don't care that they have idiotic ideas, that they think capitalism. You don't care about any of that stuff as long as they don't try to legislate you with it. You don't care. But they don't care that you don't care. Nope, not at all. So anyway, I want to, though, when we come back in the next segment, I want to talk about what it is like to be in these utopias that they talk about and how we can flip the script by smiling on them and then pointing out all the inconsistencies of what they do. Let their people decide. Do you want to be a part of that side of the island, or do you want to come over to the good side of the island and learn to smile, to chuckle over at that stuff? Many Democrats have done it and they like it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftism is like 3-day-old fish that's been left out. Trust me, it's going to stink up the whole house. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Tell a friend. Talking about all you got to do is smile. Leftist gets in your face, tells you some nonsense. Just give them a chuckle. Hey, whatever. And keep on walking, but stay focused on what it is you want to do. Right now, they want to silence us. They need to silence us because, see, if the truth gets out about who we really are, they're doomed. I have these conversations all the time. I have them with gay folks. I have them with all kinds of so-called leftists, right? The artsy-fartsy crowd. And I say to them, hey, look, love your art, love your work. Don't really care who you are about you in terms of your personal nature. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Meaning, I'm not judging you on it, but what I do like is I like your art, I like your style, I like whatever. And you know what? I'd love to introduce you to a whole new audience of people. And you know what they're afraid of? That you will accept them. That's what they're really afraid. They're afraid that you will accept them. They will then have to like you. It will ruin everything they've been told about you. And I've already told you about what happens when you learn that your life has been a lie. It's upending it. People do not know how to handle the big lie. the lie that they've told themselves that they've convinced to be the truth. They don't know how to handle it. Leftists can't handle it because they have no belief system. So that's why you can't put yourself around them. They won't. There's no trying to change them. They are going to try to change you into what they are. They want you to accept that BLM and Antifa can be brutes, can savage people, but don't you dare even think about it. And even if they learn that their people actually infiltrated your group and beat people down in a mass riot that you didn't actually do it, they will concoct a story that says, no, I didn't do that. We didn't do it. It wasn't our side. If they were marching with you, it has to be you anyway. They just can't. There's no way for them to accept the truth when the truth is going to point out their fallacies, their inconsistencies, their ironies, their hypocrisies. They can't accept it. I wrote recently of the massive increase in violent crime in Chicago over the past year. I talked about it on this show. Crazy numbers. 100+% increase in car thefts, carjackings. 51 to 59% increase in murder. Set records for the number of murders. Murders in Chicago. The number of people shot in Chicago is certainly more than the number of people who've actually died from the Wu flu in Chicago. The number of people killed, which is over 700, 739, what was the number? It's over 700. I mean, that's outrageous number, up 55%. And why? But they want to defund the police, right? Here's an idea. I thought about making killing in leftist cities a sports program. So you give the cities names, you know, like the St. Louis, it's got to be a killer theme, right? Like the Michigan Murderers, or that won't work. The Detroit Destroyers, right? Something like that. Every city gets a name. And you literally, you report the crimes on leaderboards the same way they do sports. And you get a couple of announcers. And they come on TV and they say things like, hey, today in crime sports, we've got a new switch to the leaderboard. And it goes on and it tells you the statistics and it uses real statistics. Now why are you saying, Kevin, why would you do that? I do that because I'd want to make fun. I'd want to smile at the truth. I'd want to use real statistics and smile, laugh at the level of crime going on in these leftist cities and treat it like sports. Like they're vying for the record. Who's going to win it this year? And I would even call out the mayors as the leaders of the teams. They would be the LeBron Jameses and the Stephen Currys and whomever. I don't even know the different players anymore. But we would give them all that and we would put them in jerseys. Then maybe, you know, and show the body counts every year. How about that for a show? Or at least a segment in a show. Think of the same version of ESPN, except we don't cover sports. We cover the stuff they do. We cover violent crime in cities. We show de Blasio, and we even have talks around the lack of police support and so on and so forth, and just like you would if you were profiling the team. I mean, think about the sports metaphor and everything that gets done in sports and ask yourself, could you get people to watch this? I think you could. I think it would be one heck of a show. Anyway, Democrats plot strategies, folks, to get rid of our voices. And even while they're plotting those strategies, they still are continuing to do the wrong thing. And that's why Chicago is in the news again. And like I said, I was talking about it before, but there's another story out, and it is about the leftist circle of life. ABC 7 cited a report where 15 people were shot, critical condition. 11 were driven by ambulance. 4 drove themselves, apparently, or somebody drove them to the hospital. And when did this occur? It occurred at a funeral of somebody. an unknown gunman began shooting up the funeral home at about 6:30 p.m. Central Time as the service was ending and people were starting to leave. Somebody came by, occupants of a black car driving westbound on 79th Street began firing at the funeral, and that people at the funeral returned gunfire. Jeez Louise. Some stories, you just don't have to tell people the ethnicity of the group. Oh, man. Witness at the scene, Kenneth Hughes, told the Chicago NBC 5, "We saw a car with about 6 bullet holes in it, and it was turned facing the grass like he lost control. We saw a hat down on the ground. Evidently, it was his." They're talking about the driver or somebody. More than 60 bullet holes and or shell casings were marked at the scene. They said the gunman fled in all directions after the car crashed, and they said a person of interest is being interviewed, but there's no indication that he's a suspect. So the couple that saw this, they said they came out. "We went out into the street. All we saw was bodies laying everywhere." They said they were just shot up everywhere. They said they thought it was a war out here. "It was ridiculous, all this shooting that's going on out here. It's really got to stop. And as sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, folks, let me explain something to you. The killings in Democrat-run cities will continue, and they probably will increase. But the Democrats aren't going to blame themselves. They will blame the scamdemic like the Wu flu or the situations of hopelessness that they've created, or they'll just blame us."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is denying any wrongdoing as House Republicans wrestle with how to respond to accusations that he incited last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In his first comments to reporters since last week, President Trump is criticizing Democrats for seeking to impeach him.
On the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger.
The House Rules Committee is debating whether to ask Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and kick President Trump out of office. Committee Chair Jim McGovern going after GOP member Jim Jordan after he called for unity and made his objections to invoking the 25th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News. Two Capitol Police officers have been suspended because of their actions during the Capitol Hill riot.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Northern Idaho internet provider will be blocking Twitter and Facebook for customers who are mad at the social media site's treatment of President Trump and want it to do so. Your T1 Wi-Fi provides internet services to Northern Idaho and Spokane, Washington. The company saying in a release that they do not believe websites or social networking sites have the authority to censor what you see or post and hide information from you and your family. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wow, you know the left is having trouble keeping the lid on things when you get a story like this. Yep. Most admired man. Welcome, everybody, to the KevinJacksonShow.com. No, it's not me. Thank you, though. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I really do. Oh, you got to love producers. They can give you the weirdest looks. Yeah, usually you're fired. That's what you do. When you get a weird look from your producer, you just fire him. You're fired again for the 50,000th time. Oh, man, if only they made money, then they could care. I appreciate these guys. They work hard. We haven't played a lot of bits. We got to go back to that. Anyway, look, the most admired man. Times Man of the Year. No. Man of the Decade. Nobel Laureate. What, 3-4 times? Pulitzer Prize recipient. Maybe for some of his executive orders. Emmy Award winner, like Cuomo. Except he didn't have to kill a bunch of old people in old folks' homes. Maybe even give him a Tony now that Broadway is shut down. Why not give him the final Tony? You know who I'm talking about, folks. Barack Obama. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not. As if it comes as a surprise to most Americans, Obama is no longer the most admired man. And if these honors, and I use my finger quotes, were real, Obama has never been the most admired man. Well, not for some time anyway. He might have fooled some people in 2008. He's so admirable. Look at him with his creamy little caramel brown skin. Oh my gosh, he's just light enough not to be black, but he's just brown enough not to be white. He's perfect. So Barack Obama, who's got the intellect of a snail, who does nothing except look the part. That's it. And talk like this when you're around the right people. He talks like when you're around black folks, he talks like this here. But when he's around white folks, right? And I want everybody to understand. But and it's funny because these white folks get so impressed with black people, they can actually, you know, say going instead of going. Going. Business instead of business. They get impressed with us over the smallest of things. It's so patronizingly racist. Kevin, oh my gosh, he's so eloquent. He pronounces his T's at the end. Elementary. Well, that's not the right word. Element. There we go. See, element. You hear it? I do. I pronounce those words that way. Sometimes I exaggerate it for effect. So anyway, they're impressed with Barack Obama, and they made this, you know, what did he have to do to become man of the year? Just show up? This year, they made it. They made Biden and Harris persons of the year, and they were both on the cover with their mask on. I mean, if you want to really show the ridiculousness of these honors, and you guys know my stance on this, if you get a legitimate honor, if you are chosen as the top athlete of the week or the player of the game, you earned it. You went out there, man, and your buddies are like, yeah, give him the game ball, man. 3 touchdowns and 243 yards. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't get a bunch of people going, nah, coach, I don't think he should have got the game ball. Just he scored 3 touchdowns and ran for 243 yards and then had 2 interceptions on defense and ran a kickoff back to the 2-yard line. Whatever. You get it. But this... in any award to Cuomo for what? Al Gore for an inconvenient lie? You mean that global climate farce nonsense? Holy crap, man. These people just give stuff away. If you earn it, Kevin, you're going to put you in the Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you. I freaking deserve it. Oh, Kevin, you only had a broadcast numbers of so-and-so. I don't care. I'll put my radio product up against anybody in the Radio Hall of Fame. I will. I'm not trying to brag like, I'm just telling you, what we do on this show, you're here for a reason. You know what? Don't feel bad. I have people that when I was in the Florida market going up directly against Rush, when Rush was off, they come over and you know what? They'd send me a note. You know, Rush Limbaugh was off and I was looking for talk radio and I found you. Holy crap, man. I got a dilemma on my hands. Who do I listen to? I was like, well, there's a compliment. Except, let me give you the answer. Me? I was just kidding, but you listen to whoever you want. But you know what they were telling me? You bring it. Thank you. Glad I found you. I'm not mad that millions of people, 20 million or whatever Rush gets, don't listen to me. But I tell you what, if they did, I would be one dangerous mofo. Shoot. And I would deserve it. I don't care what the quantity is. There are many people out there, people that have sung that you've never heard. They're better singers than anybody you've ever heard on the radio. There are people who can act that are made De Niro look like a piker. And you'll never meet them. You'll never know them. They're independent filmmakers. We're giving them a voice on the flickfest.com. That will become live. It's up, but it'll be live soon for you guys. Great place for you to go. Check out independent films, stuff you've never seen, things you're going to love. I watch it every day. I'm not even lying. I go on that my site. I watch something every day because we're loading films up so we can break it out for you guys. We want to have a lot of films on there when you finally go over. There are some of you, if you want to go now, it's up and running. It's only going to get better. Happy to have you go. But it's going to be smoking hot in about 2 weeks. Anyway, Obama's no longer the most admired man. Hard to believe in a world where black lives matter that a white guy knocked the black guy out of the saddle. That just happened. Speaking of which, it brings me to another point. It's kind of a miscellaneous point. It was a random thought, but why haven't they had a short, squat, Russian hammer thrower-looking bachelorette or a hobbit-looking bachelor? I'm just curious. The bachelor today is a black dude. Good-looking dude. I mean, he is. He's like 6'4". You know, he's ripped. And when he puts on a suit, man, he looks, I mean, in or out of a suit, he looks great. He's beautiful, smile, perfect teeth. I mean, they chiseled this dude. They built him in a lab somewhere, probably in, where did they film Black Panther? In that lab? Wakanda? They created this brother. And he's on The Bachelor. Why don't they have some fat, ugly dude with crooked teeth? Why isn't he on The Bachelor? I mean, shouldn't it be open to everybody? Or why don't they have some fat Broomhilda cellulite showing in a bikini chick on there? You know, Shaniqua. Why can't she be on there? You want to know why? Because Hollywood discriminates. That's why. What about all this fairness? I want a real porker on that show. I don't care what gender. Just somebody morbidly obese. Doesn't matter. And if Hollywood and other leftists want to be fair, they need to practice this. Look at most of these shows. It's nothing but pretty people or the perceived pretty people. It's a random thought, but I just want to see that. You're going to go, you're going to put yourselves out there as being fair. Then get me. I want to see a bachelor where people go, whew. But you know why? You know why they got this 6'4" black Adonis? Oh, by the way, while we're on the subject of blacks, Michael B. Jordan is the sexiest man alive, in case you have missed that at the supermarket. The dude that was in Black Panther, he's the sexiest man alive. But only because the other guy, I forget his name, with the funny name, died recently. The guy that was the main actor in Black Panther, him, Chadwick Boseman, I think that's his name. It's the year of the black man. So Michael B. Jordan is the sexiest man alive, as if that can really exist. But okay, fine. I'm thinking, quite frankly, I think The Bachelor is, and I ain't gay, but I'm just saying, I think The Bachelor is much more sexy than Michael B. Jordan. But who am I? Well, who am I to pick who gets to be on the cover? But anyway, as it turns out, Trump knocked the feckless boy blunder off his pedestal, garnering 18% of the vote to Obama's 15% of the vote as the most admired man. The Hill reported this. The current U.S. president has been named the pollster's most admired man in 60 out of 74 years, including all 8 years of Obama's presidency and every year of George Bush's except 2008. Trump finished second to Obama in 2017 and 2018. Do you really think that happened? Or do you think Dominion had something to do with it? Because I would think Dominion interfered with that. 2020 rankings are the 10th time Trump is ranked among the top 10. Before entering the political sphere, he made the list in 88, 89, 90, and 2011. Biden made only his second appearance in the top 10 after making the list in 2018. And then they go on to talk about the percentages of Republicans and Democrats and stuff like that. Let me tell you something. If you're still voting for Barack Obama as the most admired man, get over yourself. Get rid of the muscle memory. There's nothing admirable about this clown. He's a fraud who tried to destroy this republic. What's admirable about that? He's a fraud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again
It really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The most admired man in America this year. I don't know if it was last year. When did they give out the award? But whenever it was, the most admired man, he has troops in D.C. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And we are discussing the most admired man and his troops in D.C. And last time I checked, the President of the United States remains Commander-in-Chief. That's who controls the 7,000-plus troops that now reside in Washington, D.C., with friends of mine have videotaped and said, check this out, man. This is insane. So people are wondering what's going on. Some Americans believe that President Trump's going to get his second term. They believe this despite Trump's very conciliatory speech saying, let's all work together, blah, blah, blah. In the speech, he called for unity. He vowed to make a smooth transition to the next administration. Interestingly, not mentioning Biden by name. That's got some people wondering, what in the world? What in the world? What in the world going on here? Huh? now, well, with the other thing that they did that was kind of a bit of a warning was he declared that he would not attend Biden's inauguration. Maybe it's because the president is thinking, this inauguration is not going to happen. Maybe, I don't know. But we get a new development, and what may signal President Trump's final straw. He's just like, this is a straw that broke the camel's back. And the attack on him by leftists, because he is under attack. The leader of the free world can't get on social media platforms? What? What next? CNN and MSNBC and all the other networks that, where he's supposed to be delivering messages saying, no, we're not going to cover it. Can you imagine if any of these people said, we're going to kick Barack Obama off? They know this guy is a crook. He's the worst president in the history of this country. Can you imagine? Wow. The fallout would be tremendous. They said more and more, this is a tweet from the 10th, more and more military arrive in Washington, D.C., something about to happen, the arrest all begin, traitors must pay their guilt. This is what a guy tweeted. Trump must continue 4 more years, this is the will of the people. Okay, well, it's certainly something I'd like to see. I told you guys, wouldn't it? I want you to just go with me. Let's go into fantasy land for just a second and imagine that these 7,000 troops have surrounded D.C. By the way, I heard D.C. was declared a no-fly zone for a period of time the other day. I don't know why. I don't know who was coming in or out. But there were no commercial jets landing in D.C. You can ask, get this figured out for yourself. I don't know. I didn't validate it, but I heard it. But I want you to, let's just go into our fantasy land here. And let's imagine that these troops are there. They are there for a reason, that the president has invoked the Insurrection Act. I don't know if he has or he hasn't. And that at some moment, he's going to pull the trigger and everybody involved starts getting arrested. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, all of them. I know when you throw in Barack Obama, people go, oh, well, come on, Kerry. That's just, I mean, yeah, I ain't going to arrest him. I don't know. But I'm just saying, we're just having a dream here. So we get all these people arrested. Comey. Okay, let's just play devil's advocate. And let's say that it's Comey. It's Peter Strzok. It's Andy McCabe. It's maybe Adam Schiff. Jerry Nadler. Some of those. We've already got Klein Smith. And then let's say that it's Hillary Clinton. A few others. Maybe it's a governor or two. Maybe they bring in a few governors like Ducey. They bring in Whitmer. They bring in Kemp. They bring in a few secretaries of states. Maybe they've lured them to Washington for some reason. They've all come in, and then they canceled all the flights. Won't let them out. And then over the next few days, they just decide, you know what? We're going to clamp down. Let's start making arrests. From what I hear, they started making arrests in Italy. I don't know if this is true. Look it up. But if it is, and we play our little fantasy game, it would all make sense, wouldn't it? I don't know why you would amass 7,000 troops in D.C. for no reason. I mentioned that one of my nieces is in the, her husband's in the military, and they were moving to the next relocation. She says, I haven't seen this many military moving and without it being of some sort of a war. She says, I haven't seen this. Military's moving around. I don't know what's going to happen. People believe that the president let the left play out their scenario to the bitter end. That's what they're thinking. And who could blame him? Speaking of the bitter end, who could blame him for being bitter? He trusted the system that was going to vet the swamp rats. You know, he thought the system would, I shouldn't say that, it's not vet the swamp rats, but he trusted a system that would vet out the swamp rats, that would, you know, showcase them. And once they were showcased, it would take care of it, that the justice system would say, okay, these people did wrong, and this is what they deserve. obvious cheating occurred, but you can't talk about it. You go on social media and say that, you're banned. But even if you didn't believe that the Democrats cheated, even if you didn't, let's for the example, let's say I was running a race. And I know I outleaned the guy, you know, in terms of my race. It was a close race, which this wasn't, by the way. Trump crushed Joe Biden. But let's say it was a close race. And Trump, you know, he's at the finish line and he outleans Biden. And they say, but they give the race to Biden. And Trump says, well, I beat him. Look at the film. Just look at the, you can look at the film. You got the film. No, we know Biden won. There's no reason to look at the film. There's no race in the Olympics or wherever. If they got a photo finish, have you watched Kentucky Derby? Any of these races, stock car, the dragsters, etc. They stop that camera in thousandths of a second and they go, yep, there it is. There's your winner. We have instant replay in baseball. It's not left up to speculation. They overturn it. They audit it. They look at it. They let the audience see it. Everybody looks at it. But you don't do it in the most important thing. So as I was pointing out, even if you didn't believe the Democrats cheated, what's wrong with an audit to verify some of these claims? We all want an answer to how does 10,315 dead people vote? I'm not telling you that maybe all 10,315 of them died, sent in their absentee ballots, and then died the next day. Maybe that happened. But since it's highly unlikely, would it be a good idea for us to just take a peek and get an idea? What about the thousands, the tens of thousands of underage voters? How did that happen? What do you do with those ballots? Because they should be tossed. And I'd be curious to know, what was the ratio of those to the others? Because that might be pretty telling. The same with the number of people who moved out of the state. Same with the number of people who changed counties. The same with the number of people who had never previously voted. And I could go on. A forensic audit, folks, would do nothing except ease everybody's minds. What about the voting machines for Dominion? Wouldn't you want to see that? There's lots of vote-stealing shenanigans that went on here, and they don't want us to even take a peek. And the media and social giants continue to lie. Social media giants, I should say. They've gone much further than just lying. Twitter and Facebook now collude in the purge. They've been banning us from the platform, and a host of other things. They want to silence us. Why? Let me put it this way. There is nothing that a leftist says that I would silence. Nothing. If I had a platform, I'd say, bring your nonsense over and we will dispute it, period. We can have a discussion. They don't want our discussion. And it's very simple as to why. Because it makes sense. And if it leaks out that we are actually the good guys, they're done. So I want you to think about that as your solution. How do you leak something out that we're the good guys? Well, you smile and you explain who they are. That's what you do. You do it with ridicule. Those little wry smiles that say, you're an idiot, but I'll still entertain you. I'll talk to you. I'll show you how big of an idiot you are. You've run into them before. You've dealt with them. People that say things or do things, and you're like, okay, you asked for this. And then you school them. That's what we've got to get to. We've got to change the way we deal with these leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.